This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. And I'm glad that you've tuned in because we have a message for you that it's an exciting message from God's Word, a message that gives us hope to be able to continue through struggling times. Jesus is coming again, and I want you to always, always remember that. I want you to get a Bible follow along, and if you can't find a Bible at the moment or don't have one handy, get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down the passages that we're going to be considering today. I want you to be able to go back and study the passages that we talk about week after week so that you can verify the Scriptures, to understand them for yourselves, to know what the Bible truly is teaching. Paul the Apostle encouraged Timothy to be a student of the Word of God when he told him in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study to show yourself approved unto God and to be a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Apostle Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it's the resurrection chapter, and he talks a lot about the resurrection throughout this chapter, and he said, Jesus is the first fruits of them that slept. He is the one that died and rose again. And he said, if some say that there is no resurrection, how be it then that we'll end up being found false witnesses? Because Jesus Christ did, in fact, rise again. History even records it. I want to have you turn to that 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians and take a look at what Paul the Apostle is saying. He uses an illustration about death and the fact mentioning that it's an enemy. In verse 20 of this chapter, he says, Christ has been raised from the dead, and he is the first fruits of those that are asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, after that, those who are Christ's at his coming. A couple of verses down, farther down in chapter 15 and verse 26, he says, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. This is an important concept, in my humble opinion, to keep in mind. Death is an enemy. Death is an enemy. It separates us from our loved ones. Death takes these individuals that we've loved and separated them from us, and we will not see them again until the day of resurrection. But the important thing to keep in mind is that if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you do not belong to Jesus Christ, this first resurrection that as Paul talks about so much, well, you will not be a part of it. It's only for those who are in Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul says, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So in this life, because we are mortal, because we are frail, we are fragile, we're subject to temptations, we're subject to sin, because we are mortal creatures, we're going to die, and it's because of the sin of Adam in the Garden of Eden. As the scripture we read in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 22, it says, for as in Adam all die, so it also in Christ will all be made alive. Because of Adam's choice in the garden, everyone from that time on has been subject to death, and people die every single day. But because of Jesus Christ and his choice to accept God's will for his life, to be obedient, he died for our sins, and God put his stamp of approval on the sacrifice, which was for us. Jesus died in our place as our substitute so that we wouldn't ultimately have to die eternally. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Write that one down and double check it. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. And at the time of judgment, we'll be raised and changed and made immortal, incorruptible, unable to die. But at this point, all men will die. We are subject to death, and we'll be raised back to life when Jesus returns. The dead in Christ will rise first. Now, when Jesus returns, and I believe in my own heart and mind that it's not that far away, at that time there will be some that are still alive. There will be people alive at the time of Jesus' return, and those who are in Christ at the time of Jesus' return and still alive will be caught up together with them and with the newly raised Christians to meet Jesus in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. But because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. It's a hope that we have that everything in this world is not all there is. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is coming again. And the angel that spoke to the apostles on the day of ascension said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." What a glorious hope that we all have. May God bless you as you continue to study His Word and to continue to be a student of His Word.